What's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. My name's Ace.
My name is Skillet.
My name's Tay.
And here we are. We're back together. No flu this week.
Where no flu, unfortunately.
Flu is busy doing adult stuff. That sounds dodgy. I mean, like working. That's what I mean. Not like doing...
Not adult stuff.
Can I give a shout out to the guest that we had last week?
Oh yeah, please do.
DJ Royalty and DJ Elijah from The Butters Crew. Thank you for coming down and blessing us with the podcast. It's got a lot of listeners, actually.
It did.
One of the highest listening podcast episodes we've
ever had.
Really? Mm. Oh, nice. So, I'm going to try and get them guys on the, maybe do the review shows on a regular.
That'd be good. Mm. Yeah, that'd be really good.
Bring
man.
Some traction to
And I can meet them as well. Cause
you can find me. And Royalty said that he sees you all the time on extra, but
really?
When he does his little specials.
I'm like, you know, with me, I'd see a lot of people and I don't know who I'm saying hello to, but I say hello to everybody because I don't want to offend anybody. Mm. You know them ones?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, how's Toni Braxton?
She's amazing. Mm. Why did you do that?
Because you guys took a lovely photo together not too long ago. And
yeah, you did a really nice interview, which you guys can check out actually online if you want.
Were you ever a fan of On Break My Heart?
Nah, that would definitely not be my favourite Toni Braxton.
That's record. A tune though. Don't let me out in the rain.
That's not my favourite Toni.
Don't let me out in the pain. No. Bring back the days and the nights when I held you inside me. Unbreak my heart.
Are you having a moment?
Say you love me again. Do this, turn and you calls when you walked out the door, when you walked down in my life. Cry these days, I cried so many nights. Unbreak my heart,
unbreak. Not my favorite Toni Braxton record, though.
Found you, I just can't go.
Skillet, it's alright, man. It's fine.
Tune. Your tune was I get so high.
I like that one. That's not around you, baby. I liked How Many Ways.
Oh.
The R. Kelly version, which is unfortunate because in a couple of weeks, no one's going to want to listen to R. Kelly ever again.
Why a couple of weeks?
Because this is a new R. Kelly documentary that comes out on the 28th of March.
Proving which, that he was a...
Well, I mean, I think we all kind of knew.
We all know what he is. But
apparently, this documentary is so damning that you're never going to want to listen to Bump and Grind ever again.
Man, so you know what I'm gonna do then for the next week or so? Bump my favorite R. Kelly song.
Battery.
You have to.
Sitting here looking in the mirror.
Here we go.
Saying damn to myself, and then that's it. Get rid of all his catalog.
Yeah, and then get rid of it.
That's really bad.
Yeah. Why are we talking about R. Kelly and
Toni? Why are we talking about Toni Braxton and R. Kelly? Yeah, is it a wrestling podcast?
We're doing a wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
So let's talk wrestling.
Hey, so news.
News, please, Tay.
The man, Daniel Bryan, is back. Yes.
Do you remember in episode 2 of The Kick Out, the second ever episode we ever recorded was the actual episode about Daniel Bryan's retirement. You know that, right?
The second ever? Really?
Good. Thank you, Daniel Bryan. Episode 2.
Were we sad?
We were very sad. We were distraught.
Did we think he was ever going to come back?
Nope. I never thought that.
I'm sure I was hopeful.
You were probably hopeful.
Because I'm quite optimistic.
But as time went on, we just thought, nah, it ain't going to happen. This is episode 89.
I actually remember you saying that many a time. It's never going to happen.
And this is episode 89. Episode 89. And now he's back.
And now he's back. Wow.
I'm very happy for him. Very, very happy. And you know what? You know he's been through a lot this past 2 years, fighting the good fight to make sure that the second opinion matters. And... you can challenge what people don't believe. This is probably the first time. This is a breakthrough in sports science, right?
Yeah.
It's the first time anyone's ever come back from a...
retirement.
Yeah. A brain injury or a concussion injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's the first ever. This could change the world of sport as we know it.
Who could come back?
Edge.
Mm-mm.
No?
Edge is more spinal.
No, that was more of a neck injury. But I'm not even talking about wrestlers. I'm talking about like other
football
athletes.
Football players and stuff.
Yeah, footballers. You know what I mean?
What do we think about the way that they brought him back? Because I was saying, we have a WhatsApp group, everyone does, I'm allowed to say this, that I almost feel like I wish there wasn't an announcement. Mm-hmm. I wish that what happened on Tuesday happened without us knowing that he was going to be able to wrestle again. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they just attacked him and he just started doing the Daniel Bryan yes kicks and started kicking off everyone's face.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, he's allowed to wrestle.
Yeah.
That would have been more exciting for me. Yeah. Or we didn't know until Mania. And yeah, Shane had like nice. A Shane needed
a mystery partner,
a mystery partner, and it was DB. But you know that would have been sick.
No, but you know how secrets can never get kept nowadays.
They could have kept that secret.
No, we would have found out.
How?
You know how it is. They would have found it.
I think we. I think it would have been good. I think they would have been able
but
to.
But think about it. He's been medically cleared. That I know, but the information would have leaked somehow.
Yeah, but those kind of rumors happen all the time. It would have been like, oh, yeah, then we would have never believed it. We would never have believed it.
True.
True. I think they should have did it that way.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
That would have been amazing. That'd be nice. This was good, though.
Yeah.
We'll get to what happened on SmackDown very soon. Anything else going
very
on?
Very happy for Daniel Bryan, right?
Yeah.
Very
definitely.
Happy.
WWE are in talks with Hulk Hogan. They say that he will not be under contract, but he's there to help others learn from his mistakes.
Oh, so racism.
Yeah, basically. Right. Don't be a racist asshole.
I wonder if they have that talk with Trump.
What do you mean? Oh, like,
you know.
What did he
Linda and Trump in the cabinet, just, you know.
He's not,
maybe he'll talk to Randy, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
One-on-one coaching.
So Hulk Hogan's going to be on WWE TV, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess
most likely.
Yeah.
In what capacity? How do you guys see this happening?
Probably a manager or something.
For a black person.
No, bad? Like SmackDown or something.
Like general MDB manager. Goes,
yeah,
yeah, because we won't have it. Yeah, we won't have a general manager anymore, will we?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
I don't think Hogan is a general
he's
manager.
Out there. He's dated, like, though. Man. Hogan's dated, man.
So what are they gonna? What are they gonna use him for?
I don't think Hogan fits in the wrestling climate today.
So what are they gonna use him for then?
Just to learn
from the mistakes.
I know, but he's gonna have to be on TV at some point. He's Hulk Hogan. You know, WWE been making a lot of mistakes recently. Mm. That whole Mae Young thing was
Fabulous Moolah. You mean?
Fabulous Moolah. No, it was when it Mae Young.
Fabulous Moolah.
Oh yeah, that was horrible. And I had no idea until was it you that told us some of the things she did, and then I went on YouTube and saw a video about why people hate her, and I was like, she is a bitch.
Yeah.
Rot in hell.
Yeah,
she is horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think WWE didn't know that information was public. I think they actually generally didn't think.
They really? Forgot about it.
Well, they didn't forget, but I just didn't think they knew people knew, you know? Because remember, she's been part of wrestling for ages and no one's ever complained before.
It's terrible. Like, she's a real villain.
Yeah.
Like, the realest of villains. Wow.
She was a pimp.
Yeah.
I guess she's the second pimp to be inducted to the Hall of Fame.
After the Godfather. Yeah, she's a horrible piece of work. So yeah, they've removed her name from that.
Well, she's the first pimp because she got inducted first. Anyway, go ahead, Tay.
So AJ Styles apparently nursing an injury, but he should be okay for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think what's happening is they're not going to make him wrestle in SmackDown until saving him for Mania, because that's the classic everybody wants to see. AJ will give it his all. Hopefully he doesn't really infringe on him more. If he gets injured, then he will probably be out after Mania. So Nakamura might be winning the title.
I'm guessing that means Nakamura is going to win the title.
And then Carmella catches him.
On Nakamura, what?
Yeah, Carmella.
Okay. On Nakamura. Mm. You idiot.
God day.
Okay, and a Hall of Fame. So it's been told that Edge and Christian will be inducting the Dudley Boys.
I like that.
That's good.
That's very good.
And Mark Henry's been inducted.
He is.
Into the Hall of Fame as well.
Who do you think will induct Mark Henry?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, let's go through the list. And you have to mention what names you think will induct each superstar. So let's go with Goldberg first. Who's going to induct Goldberg in your opinion?
Kevin Nash.
No. Tay?
No, I think it's DDP.
Maybe. Are they close?
I feel like they are.
I don't know if they're close. Maybe Eric Bischoff? No.
I don't think it'll be Bischoff.
Who did Bischoff induct? He inducted DDP, didn't he? Yeah. If they were really close. I think Goldberg might get inducted by Triple H.
Nah.
I'll take DDP over Triple H.
I feel like DDP.
I think Goldberg might get inducted by some NFL friend of his from NFL days.
Actually, no. Didn't DDP induct...
No, DDP inducted Jake the Snake.
Who inducted Razor Ramon? Wasn't that DDP?
That might be DDP too, you know. I
can't remember.
Okay.
No, Kevin Nash inducted Razor Ramon.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't know about Goldberg. I think it's more fitting for it to be somebody who is WCW. I think Triple H is not the best.
Hugh Morris, Bill DeMont.
No.
Well, we'll see. Okay, let's move on. Who do you think is gonna induct, obviously we know who's going to induct the Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian. Who's going to induct Ivory? Jacqueline?
Molly Holly.
Molly Holly? Yeah.
That's a good shot.
Wasn't there like a mentor or something to her or something like that?
That's a good shot.
Who's going to induct?
Stevie Richards.
That'd be nice. Yeah. 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 Maybe someone from Glow?
Mm. Could be, yeah.
Who's going to induct Hillbilly Jim?
That's Skillet.
I like
it. Maybe that's how they bring Hulk Hogan.
No, I think the pigs are going to induct Hillbilly Jim.
I think that should be like an announcer.
It should be one of the pigs from the hog farm match. Hulk Hogan's a good show.
It might be Hulk Hogan.
I made your career, dude. Yeah. If it wasn't for me. Maybe.
The only reason why it wouldn't be Hulk Hogan is because he would take this. I feel like it would take the shine away from everyone else.
It won't be Hogan.
But I think Hulk Hogan is a good shout.
Maybe Howard Finkel or something.
Maybe JYD.
He's dead, bro.
Oh, shit. Maybe. Is JYD dead?
He died 998.
Can we have a moment? Wait, can we have a moment? Can we have a moment of silence for JYD, please? Damn. Sorry.
That's a different wrestler.
I know, but I'm saying damn that he's dead.
You racist.
Sorry. Who else was in Rock and Wrestling?
Iron Sheik.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
So maybe him.
Nikolai Volkov?
Maybe him.
Maybe. Who's going to induct?
Hacksaw's going to do it.
To Hillbilly Jim?
Yeah.
No? I don't know the relationship. Maybe.
Okay.
Who's going to induct Mark Henry?
This is interesting.
I feel like it would be a Nation of Domination.
Nah, person. I think it'd be Big Show.
Really?
Yeah, they're quite close.
Oh, they are.
Not The Rock?
I thought about that, but I don't think so.
What? Rock and Mark Henry are tight. They're really tight. But Rock ain't coming back to induct Mark Henry.
Why?
Nah.
What? You think The Rock is going to... Do you think The Rock is... Let's not ask this question. Do you think The Rock will be at Mania?
Nah.
Why? This year.
Not this year.
Why?
Because he would have said filming. Something. It's The Rock, innit?
He never said nothing last year.
He's filming, B.
So?
Filming. Nah. I don't see it.
Why do you assume he's not going to be there? I'm very surprised.
Because he's in New Orleans.
So?
Nah, I just don't see it.
He was there last year.
No, he wasn't.
Was he not?
No.
What year was it when he busted
the flamethrower? That was 2016. That's when we were there.
Oh, is it? Mm. Are you sure The Rock was
in Mania? That was in Texas, wasn't it?
The Rock wasn't involved in Mania last year at all?
No. It was not, Ace.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I think Big Show is a big show. Good show.
D'Lo Brown?
No.
Cool.
What about Jeff Jarrett? Who's going to induct him?
That's an excellent question.
Who's going to induct Jeff Jarrett? Road Dogg, Jesse James.
Do you think so?
Mm.
I can't imagine they got a good relationship.
Yeah. No, they do. They're really close, aren't they?
Still.
Oh, they fell out at one point, didn't they?
Kurt Angle? I'm joking.
No.
Karen Angle.
I mean, I am looking forward to his speech out of them the most.
Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah.
That's a good speech.
I want to hear what he's saying.
Yeah, that'd be a great speech. Yeah. So Mark Henry's speech would be great too. Yeah. I'm looking forward to... I think Goldberg's speech is just going to be who's next.
I think it's going to be...
That's the Goldberg speech.
If he comes out, he's got blood trickling down his
fireworks onto the door.
And his son's topless. That would be hilarious.
Everything I do is for my son. My son. Who's next? Thank you. Hall of Fame speech. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 Tay, you're going to be there with us, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
At the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Wear a lovely black dress, please, Tay.
But what? Are you serious?
I want to see Tay.
Go on, Tay's
back. I wasn't actually going to, but I might dress up.
I want to see Tay in a lovely, elegant black dress.
Well, what are you going to wear?
Yeah.
I'm just going to wear a tuxedo.
No, you're not.
I know.
You're going to come as this looking all hood next to me, innit?
Yeah. Good night, everybody. What else is next, Tay?
That was it for the news.
Cool.
I think I went to Raw.
Raw this week was in Dallas.
Mm.
Good crowd, actually, this week.
Very good crowd.
And it kicked off with Roman Reigns.
Well, Kurt Angle kicked it off.
Yeah.
And then Roman Reigns snuck in through the I don't know, backstage. He's not supposed to be. Snuck in through the crowd. Caught a promo about he doesn't care about the suspension and how Brock Lesnar is Vince McMahon's boy. And
why is that funny something to laugh at?
Because we all know who Busy Man Boy is.
Oh, okay.
It's funny how Busy Man's boy is saying that someone else is Busy Man's boy. Ha! And he was getting detained by the police because he obviously wasn't supposed to be ringside. That's right. Wasn't supposed to be in the ring. He beat up the police quite viciously. Handcuffed. While he was handcuffed.
Yeah.
And then Brock Lesnar come out, the music hits. And Brock Lesnar beat the shit out of him. But Heyman was ringside, like, raising up the Universal title.
When was the last time you saw Brock Lesnar run that fast?
Yeah, he couldn't wait.
He was gone.
Yeah, he couldn't wait.
It was amazing.
Not in this contract, though. He hasn't.
Really good. And at first, I felt like Roman's thing was that he was supposed to break the handcuffs. But he was obviously wasn't. But it looked like he was trying to.
Mm.
But he couldn't. And then Brock just beat him up with handcuffs on, which was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Suplexes,
hard ones as well. Yeah. Really strong ones.
Now remember their first match at the Mania 31, and Lesnar was just dominating him. I think there should be still a lot of that, but I think Reigns needs to be stronger this year because obviously Reigns got more experience now. Yeah. You know, but yeah, it's good.
And it's more of a blood feud. It's like you've got reason to now
exactly
be super angry.
Exactly.
Now,
do you still think this is going to main event?
Yes.
It's definitely going to main event.
I don't know.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay.
I think AJ Nakamura is for the wrestling fans.
Yep.
Brock Reigns is for like the entertainment. So I feel like that is going to end the show. We will end the show with Reigns holding the title up.
Yeah.
And then the fireworks. And then we'll be like, wow, that was great. Hopefully.
Do you think Reigns is slightly annoyed that Bryan's back?
Do you think so? Why?
No,
it takes the shine off him a little bit.
The real star of wrestling's back, isn't it? Let's be real. The real star of WWE is Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
He's back, baby.
I mean, do you see
He's them, back!
Do you see them mixing it up at any point? Or do you feel
No, like they're going to keep Bryan and SmackDown so it doesn't damage Reigns.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I'm actually, it's taken a while, but I'm very much looking forward to Mania now. They've done it. They've actually got me there now.
Bro, this Mania is gonna be amazing.
It's gonna
bro.
Be really good. It's gonna be really good.
Mania's gonna be amazing.
And I wasn't looking forward to this match, and I am now. Just seeing them guy was amazing. Yeah.
What was next day?
Can't remember.
Yeah.
you remember? No.
Let's just go through some of the bits that we. Okay, so.
Oh, but it was a women's. Oh, Nia Jax versus no, it was
Asuka
versus Alexa Bliss. And then. After Bliss counting herself out to get away from Asuka, Nia Jax chased Bliss backstage.
Yes. We kind of predicted that this would be the Mania match.
I'm looking forward to this match.
Really?
I think Bliss is doing a great job.
She is.
Of making her a great heel, with Mickie James being her lackey, and Nia Jax has been coming a sympathetic face.
Yes.
And it's working.
Of course, it's perfectly.
And obviously, Mickie James will be involved in their match to make it fair for Alexa to do some offense against Nia. But do you think... I think Alexa should retain.
No.
I don't want to see Nia Jax win the title anytime soon.
Really?
Yeah, I think Alexa Bliss is doing great. Too much good work.
No.
And I don't think there should be two women title changes. That's I think the only true. Title change that should change should that be the Asuka true. Charlotte when Asuka fucking wins.
So why can't Charlotte beat Asuka?
Why should no. Charlotte beat Asuka? Are no. you crazy? Do you know what the big money match is for the WrestleMania 35 is?
What is it?
Do I have to really...
yeah, you do. What's the big
money? Rousey, Asuka, bruv. Rousey, you keep Rousey strong for the year.
Everybody needs to understand. Rousey is not going to be a good wrestler.
Listen, I didn't say she would, but they're going to keep her strong.
No.
Keep her strong for the year.
It's not going
to
be believable.
Keep Asuka winning the... Asuka goes on to SmackDown as a new women's champion.
It's not going
to
be believable.
She defeats the whole SmackDown roster for the rest of the year. Asuka, Rousey, WrestleMania 35. That's where the money
it's
is.
It's not going to be believable.
What are you talking about?
She's not going to be. She's not going to be good enough for you to believe that she could beat Asuka.
They're going to book her strong, bro.
It doesn't matter.
Was Strowman a great wrestler? No, but they book him strong.
Strowman's 100 feet tall. He doesn't need to be good.
Yeah.
We are forgetting that she is like MMA fighter. Exactly. She's grown up in wrestling. So she does know wrestling moves. You know?
We'll see. Yeah. She's not going to be good.
Asuka, she'll wrestle better Charlotte, than she does promos. Ace. That's all I know.
Well, Ace, they can't kill Asuka Street right now. That can't happen. That's a big mistake if they make Charlotte Flair beat Asuka. Big mistake.
So you don't want Nia to win because you want Asuka to win.
Why do I want Nia to win for?
Because Nia deserves the title.
Says who?
Says me.
Well, you're mad.
Why doesn't Nia deserve
it? I don't think Nia is a good wrestler. She deserves the title eventually, but for now, she's not ready yet. Bliss is doing too much of a good job. Keep it on Bliss. Keep her being the main villain on Raw until someone else better defeats her. But Nia is not there yet. Asuka, on the other hand, she's simply phenomenal.
Do you know what's going to happen anyway?
What's going to happen anyway? You tell me.
Carmella will pin Charlotte at Mania.
And then Asuka keeps her undefeated streak because she didn't lose this.
Yes. She didn't lose.
They shouldn't do that.
They're going to do that.
That's a big mistake.
They're definitely going to do that.
And then what? Asuka goes to SmackDown still and then...
And then she might... Right. Yeah, she might... She goes to SmackDown and she's in that kind of... Yeah, but I think Carmella's going to cash in at Mania. She's going to turn that match into a triple threat.
Well, I thought Carmella was going to cash in on Alexa Bliss and Nia.
Ooh.
Because they need to swap. Do you know what I mean? Like,
there's two Carmellas on SmackDown anyway.
It's true.
These are two Carmellas.
Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
So
this is gonna be interesting anyway. Yeah, we'll see what's gonna happen. Braun Strowman is the number one contender for the tag team titles. What do we think of this?
It's terrible.
Why?
Because, why would you demean the bar like that?
Yeah, I agree. Especially in real life, the bar will kick his ass in real life. Sheamus and Cesaro. if there was a scrap in real life, if Sheamus and Cesaro versus Strowman, they are kicking Strowman's ass, bro, differently as well.
So you're not excited for Elias Strowman? It's gonna be Elias Strowman.
You think on the day of WrestleMania they're gonna announce his
partner is Elias. 100%.
I hope so.
100%.
I would love that.
Like his partner is
Elias. His partner might be Ellsworth.
No, that would be funny. His partner is Elias. 100%.
I hope so. I hope it's not Big Show.
It's definitely not Big Show.
Why would it be Big Show? Why?
You never know.
It's Elias.
I hope so.
WWE. Please.
If they say. If Strowman comes out and it's them two staring down the bar, and then all you hear is, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's Elias." I will go mad. I really hope it's Elias. Elias deserves some gold as well.
It's Elias. It's 100% Elias. You don't think it's Elias?
I hope so. But Strowman's the one that injured Elias, isn't it? Put him out. So
I know, but I just feel like...
It'd be funny if Elias just comes up and be, "Hey, man, I've always been friends with you." Like, I would love that. That'd be good. I mean, he wrote a song about him and Strowman. That'd be good. I would like that.
What else can Elias do at Mania except be...
Exactly. He needs to be involved. Yeah. He might win the Andre the Giant Memorial, though.
I don't think that's it. I feel like the reason why they gave us Strowman Elias for so long is because you'd never see that happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Elias is going to be the champ. And I feel like they might win.
Okay. What's next?
Revival versus Titus Worldwide. Not gonna lie, I didn't watch this.
Oh yeah. So Revival beat Titus Worldwide, then come on the mic and say they're going to be the first tag team to put themselves into the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Where to the crowd said, "Who cares?"
See, I didn't. Yeah.
That needs to kick off Mania. That needs to be the first kickoff match on the kickoff show.
It probably will be.
And when I say kickoff show, that needs to be the first match that happens while the fans are piling in
into the arena. That match always happens like after a huge match.
In case they cut it.
Yeah,
if it overruns, yeah.
They do it after a huge match to build up the momentum again. Like if something huge has happened, then they just kind of make it simmer it down.
That needs to be a kickoff. I'm sorry. The only battle royal that needs to be on the main thing is the women's one. The Andre Giant one, that needs to be in the kickoff. No one gives a shit about that, bro.
Oh, well.
Look, you know, I need to be Mojo Rawley when it lasted. That was in the kickoff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What else happened?
Next was Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Deville and Mandy Rose.
So they're doing a slow burn build up with this. Obviously, Sasha and Bayley ain't going to have their WrestleMania match, but they'll be involved in the Women's Battle Royal. Hopefully, Sasha will win by eliminating Bayley last, and then that will extend the feud to continue until hopefully... It'll end SummerSlam, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good match, but yeah.
I mean, do we care?
I mean,
I did care when I thought they were going to have a match.
Yeah.
But now that they're going to be a battle royal, I'm like, oh.
It's taken.
They'll hold up the battle royal, though, as they always do. Yeah. But I'd rather it would just be them two, to be fair.
It's taking way too long.
Yeah. Hey, John Cena calls out The Undertaker.
This was shit. This was terrible. This was bad. Cena was just talking a bunch of shit, repeating things that he said the week before. The week before promo was really good, but this one was terrible. And then fucking Kane shows up and chokeslams Cena.
So what does this mean? Why
don't we... I want to see Cena brutally beat up Kane.
Well, that's going to happen next week.
And then and that's what Undertaker responds to. But Cena needs to do it like a heel, though. He needs to heel on Kane. Not turn heel, but attack Kane like a heel.
I don't think he'll do that, though. It's Cena. Yeah. So I know what you mean, but what is he going to do to start, like, destroying him with a chair?
Yes!
Like, he should do that, but he's not going to. He's just going to win, and then the lights are going to go out, and everyone's going to go mad.
Undertaker's going to come out. Is he going to come out as Undertaker or American Badass?
Keep rolling. No, he's coming out.
It's the Kid Rock one. I can't remember the song.
Who cares about that one? he's coming out as Deadman. Vincent Mann never liked that American Badass shit.
Yeah. I mean, is what it is. This match can be really good or really terrible.
I'm going to be honest, and I don't want to see it. I really don't. No. I don't want Undertaker to come back. I don't want... It hurts me.
You
to
should
see
have bowed out
now.
Last year, man, my son. That was a perfect ending. The way you walked out was amazing. Great. People were crying in the audience. Why would you come back and undo all of that?
Oh, well.
You know what would be great?
If he doesn't.
Cena beats Kane. And all you hear is. Dun, 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 dun. Joe. It ain't going to be Joe.
That's not going to be Joe.
Hey. The Miz and the Miztourage versus Finn Balor, Luke Gallows, and Karl Anderson.
I like this match. It was fun. Anything to say about it? Though? it was a little match.
They need to put Karl Anderson as the solo wrestler now.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you guys know how great this man is. He's a fucking talent, and I'm sick of this shit now. This Balor Club shit. It's fucking Karl Anderson and Gallows shit. You know what I mean? They won the titles. That was good. Great. You gave them the titles. They were tag team champions walking to WrestleMania last year. Whoop-de-doo. That was great because you honored them because they're tag team legends. Now, forget this shit. Let's push Karl Anderson as a solo star because he's got charisma and a fantastic wrestler. Luke Gallows, you can just do whatever. Just chew in the back. I don't really care. Just push Karl Anderson now. This is ridiculous. I'm sick of this. Sorry, that was my rant over.
Okay. How do you feel about the match that's going to happen at WrestleMania?
What's that?
With Finn Balor, Seth, and Miz.
It'll be a good match. Hopefully, Miz will retain.
So, no, nothing for Finn Balor? He's not going to win?
No? I don't care anymore.
I won't be angry at any of them winning.
Like, no,
I
neither
think,
would I.
I think all three of them have a right to that bill.
Let me tell you something. I won't care. I don't mind either because I like all three of them. But Balor, since he's come to the main roster, terrible. Terrible.
It's not his fault, though. It's not his fault.
It is his fault.
He was the Universal Champion for a day.
He got injured. Yeah, sorry got to injured. Hear that,
That's
bro.
Not his fault.
That's sad. Yeah, but now you're back now. All you do is smile. You're worse than Apollo Crews.
He's not worse than Apollo Crews.
They're smiling all the time.
When I used to say this about Finn Balor, you used to be on me.
Yeah, but now it's definitely worse. Now it's like, what are you doing? You're changing colours like a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. Like, just come out as the demon and entertain me.
Actually, we ain't seen that for a minute.
Exactly.
Do you think the demon's dead?
I don't
demon
know.
Will come no, at Mania.
Demon will come at Mania. Definitely Mania. Oh, demon's going to be amazing at Mania. Ooh, okay.
Exactly.
I'm back.
Okay. So main event was the ultimate... Deletion.
Deletion!
Yeah. Oh.
Amazing. I loved how Michael Cole said in the beginning before the match started.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry about what you're going to say.
I was like, oh no, what's it going to be?
But
no,
I love can it. I say something?
Yeah.
This was amazing.
It was fun.
This was wonderful.
It was a lot.
And for the first time in a long time, I think, they did something that wasn't originally a WWE idea, which obviously a Matt Hardy idea that he brought to TNA. And did it justice.
Yeah.
It was done like, it was so wacky. It was what I wanted to see WWE do. And they did it. It was amazing. The Scooby-Doo references. Mm-hmm. The man hiding behind a tombstone. What was the, when Matt was like, lawnmower? Or what was the other thing?
It was the bobcat thing.
Lawnmower? Or what was the other thing? I can't remember what the other thing was. I was crying, bro. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? But I loved it. It was beautiful. And it shows the real genius of Matt Hardy to make that shit work.
Yeah.
Bray couldn't make his fucking
House of Horror
yeah. shit work. Yeah. I was dead.
This was great.
This was good.
Do you think it was better than Total Nonstop Deletion, was it?
It was up there. Total Nonstop Deletion was jokes.
Yeah, it was.
And do you think the whole Hardy family are going to continue to be a part of...
I really hope so. I really hope my Hardy wins the Andrew the Giant Memorial Battle Royal with Maxwell and...
and Maxwell and Lil Wolfie.
Lil Wolfie. Vanguard comes out. The Ruby. Everything.
They'll actually be like participants.
That's it. I hope so, man.
Well done, Matt Hardy, man.
I think Vince loved it as well. And Vince loved it. It's like a homage to wrestle crap, isn't it? Yeah. All that shitty stuff we used to watch as kids.
It was fun.
It's great. Good bro.
SmackDown obviously started with Daniel Bryan. Amazing package at the beginning as well, man. Like, you forgot, I forgot, to be fair, like how emotional it was when he retired and then they brought it back and then he comes out, got very emotional.
Beautiful speech, man.
I know you teared up a little bit.
I teared up.
Yeah, I can imagine
when he said that, how he's working hard for 2 years and Bree never gave up on him.
Yeah.
It was emotional. It was lovely. And I know how hard that must have been for Brian. And I'm glad that he was able to prove everybody wrong and believed in. Because the people were the same, bro, come on, man. Like,
just let it go.
Yeah. Nah, bruv. That's what he loves to do, man. Mm. He fights for his dreams. That's what he said. Fight for your dreams. That's what we all got to do, Ace.
That's
we
right.
We all got to fight for our dreams.
And your dreams will fight for you.
Exactly.
That's right. Well done, Daniel Bryan. Brilliant stuff.
Amazing speech. I think the crowd helped it as well. It was good, man. Really good. Yeah. What else happened in SmackDown?
Let's go. What was next?
It was
Nakamura versus Rusev.
That was cool. AJ Styles at ringside. After interference from Aiden English, Rusev and Aiden English starts to beat double team on Nakamura. AJ is pretending to help, got up to help Nakamura, but then obviously Nakamura didn't need his help. And he was like, AJ was quite impressed. And then backstage,
that was funny,
AJ walks up and Nakamura talks to him. He goes, I know what you're going to say. You're going to beat me at WrestleMania. And Nakamura said, you should have more confidence. That was good. I like Nakamura. Hopefully we get to interview him again this year.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, next. Ty Dillinger and Baron Corbin.
I didn't recognise that was Ty Dillinger when I first saw it. I was like, really? Is that Ty Dillinger? He looked a bit different. Yeah. I think his beard is a bit more dirty. Yeah. But Baron Corbin, one, looked impressive show from Corbin. Then they mentioned that he's going to be in the Andre the Giant Memorial again after he's won it before. His career's doing really well.
Yeah.
I still love Corbin's theme, though.
Charlotte against Natalya.
Good match.
Wicked match. Why?
Was dope.
Was it so good? Why was it so
Natalya
good?
Natalya was getting in.
She was
like, Natalya was going in.
She was trying to get her WrestleMania.
She was smashing it, bro.
It was so good.
I was like, yo, Natalya's just showing people how good she is, man. I totally forgot. You just forget how great of a wrestler she is. It's just that she just does shitty promos. But what a match. I think it's probably the best Charlotte and Natalya match I've ever seen. And they've had some good matches before in the past. Especially the one in NXT.
Carmella almost cashes in. Yeah.
Charlotte obviously defuses that. And then Natalie picks up the pin. So Carmella might be doing something to interfere in the WrestleMania match. I hope not. I hope Asuka wins and that's it. And then maybe Carmella cashes in on the night before Raw against someone else. On Raw. The night on Raw or whatever.
Okay. That'll be good.
Or SmackDown or whatever.
Yep. And then we had, which I think is probably my favourite moment of the year so far. Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn.
Yes. But before we did that, we didn't mention the Usos.
Oh, yeah, that was good as well. Their promo was good.
Big E and Jimmy Uso versus the...
No, it wasn't. It was just...
Oh, Usos versus the Bludgeon Brothers. That's it, yeah.
No, it was just Jimmy versus Luke Harper.
Oh, that's it. That was a good match as well.
It was a good match.
Promo was great.
Yeah.
No New Day, I'm assuming New Day's going to show up next this week on SmackDown and probably attack both men, and that's probably when the match would get formed.
Do you think so?
Maybe, yeah. New Day will probably do like a Bludgeon Brothers attack on both men, on both teams.
Nah, I think they got to keep Bludgeon Brothers strong.
Wow. So maybe the new Usos and New Day will team up and attack Bludgeon Brothers.
It'll probably be like Big E versus Rowan.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway.
But let's go to the last, the best bit of the, probably, yeah, arguably, yeah, the best bit of the year.
What, you don't want to talk about Naomi and Becky Lynch?
So let's talk about the...
let's move it on.
What did you guys think of this though?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Bryan comes out. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn comes out. Say how much they're happy for Bryan. Very happy for him. Loved it. You know, hugging up Bryan. You know, everything. And then Bryan was like, listen, guys, like, I need to address this situation because you guys went a bit too far last week and you attacked your boss. And Shane was right. I was living vicariously for you guys. I want you guys to have the best treatment here because I believe in both of you. But you went too far and I'm going to have to fire you. And from then, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn attacked Daniel Bryan. Obviously, Bryan does his thing. Fighting him back, doing the kicks on the corner, landing on his head again.
Yeah! Like, a bit overzealous, but Bryan, like, don't care. He was flying.
Yeah, he don't care.
In a suit jacket. What a G. Didn't even take his coat off. But in jeans.
Zayn bad man. Owens got the best of him.
Yeah.
Great beatdown. And
Powerbomb onto the
ring apron. Bryan must have loved that.
Yeah, I'm back.
Did you see Sami Zayn that he was proper trying to hold his neck? Like, he was being real careful
he
with
was,
him.
He was, isn't it? Kevin Owens wasn't.
Yeah, Kevin Owens was like, all right, you're back in it. All right, cool. No,
I think Kevin Owens was so, but like, just screaming at the top of it for no reason.
Amazing.
They just lost it. Which was amazing. Really good.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, really so, good. And now this has made this whole stipulation, the whole storyline, Makes sense now. Everything's all come full circle. Yeah. It's worked out. And this match is going to be great. Sami Zayn Owens versus Shane and Bryan. I can't wait to see this, man.
When do you think they knew that this was going to be the match?
I think quite recently.
How recent?
Maybe a week or two.
I think the last week was when Daniel Bryan wasn't there. And then he all of a sudden was like, oh, I'm going to take a leave for absence. Yeah. Like, where did this come from?
I think it was just in the works for a while. Just last week.
Yeah. And you know that Bryan's contract was up in February, isn't it?
So what do
you know that Bryan would have been like, I'm out. Listen, if you ain't letting me wrestle, I'm going Ring of Honor.
So what do you think the match was 3 weeks ago?
I don't think they knew,
man.
You think it would have been it was going to be a triple threat? Yeah. That would have been shit.
It would have been shit.
This is so much better.
This menu is incredible. This menu is incredible, man. I can't wait for it.
I can't wait, man. So yeah, we will be at Mania. So we'll be giving you like everything.
The whole team as well.
The whole team.
Not just Ace and Skillet.
All of us.
Tay will be there.
Yeah.
Neil Flewellen will be there. We'll be providing some content visually as well. So we might do a little vlog where we film ourselves out there and, you know.
We're going to eat some New Orleans gumbo.
Yes.
What is that? What is gumbo? Do we know?
It's like stewy soupy stuff anyway.
Okay.
Gumbo! That's right.
Gumbo.
I'm looking for...
Sure.
Give me some gumbo.
Give me some gumbo, boy. We'll listen to Lil Wayne.
We'll listen to some Wayne.
Some Lil Weezy.
Hopefully we'll catch up with...
I'll play Ace on Wayne that he probably has never heard before.
Yeah, hopefully we'll catch up with the Cheap Heat crew.
Yeah, it's that guy Greg, Pete Rosenberg. Shouts to them, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Roy Johnson messaged me asking if I'm going to be at Mania. I said that's him.
Is he going up?
He said he'll see us there.
Roy Johnson's going out. Oh, sick. Roy Johnson. We're going to have some fun.
We're going to have some fun, man.
We're definitely going to have some fun out there. So, yeah.
I'm going to try and sleep with Vero.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Who the hell is Vero?
Oh, never mind. You will, you know who she is.
Do I?
I don't want to repeat this on the air.
Okay.
Go.
I'm going to have a drink with one of the Usos. Let's get drunk with... We should get drunk with Jey Uso and Jeff Hardy. We should have a bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Right.
Of things that
do.
We got to do before we leave.
Drink with the Usos and the Hardys.
Yeah. I think you guys should tweet us and let us know what things we want us to do.
Okay. Yeah?
Cool.
All right. Till next week, rate, subscribe, comment, and tweet us and stuff. Later.